if you come to our church, it doesn't mean you have to agree with everything that I say. I am not God. I am not infallible. I am not perfect. Some things that I preach are just God's word, and then other things are things that I'm going to state that are my opinion, just like Paul did in 1 Corinthians 7. He gave some things, and he said, this is not the commandment of the Lord. This is my thought on it. This is my opinion on it, and I'm going to give my opinion about internet dating or meeting someone on the internet. Okay, and you know, it's probably going to offend people and make people mad. I'm not trying to offend or hurt anybody's feelings or make anyone mad. But you know what? I want my kids to hear this, and I want every single person that's here to hear this so that they can at least understand that there is a danger in meeting people on the internet. Okay? And let me explain to you what that is that people present themselves on the internet differently than what they're really like in real life. Okay? And this is what you have to be careful of. And what happens is people will quote unquote meet on the internet. And then what'll happen is they're already sick of love. Right? They're already, you know, obsessed and infatuated and all head over heels before they've even met the person in real life. And then what happens is then when they meet the person in real life, there are all these red flags. But it's too late because they've already decided this person is so wonderful, this person is so great. You know, at least if you meet people in real life, you have a better feel for what they're really like before you just go head over heels, sick of love, infatuated with them. You can actually get a better feel for who they are. You can usually know a little bit more where they're coming from. Maybe you might know some of their family or know some of their friends, or maybe they're a friend of a friend, or maybe they're from church. You know, there's a little bit of more of a background there of who you're meeting. You know, for example, I know, and I'm not going to reveal who this is, but, you know, somebody in my extended family that basically met their spouse on the internet, and when they met their spouse on the internet, they said that they were 10 years younger than they really were. Okay? But, you know, and then once they go on a few dates, they reveal, yeah, I'm actually 10 years older than what my profile said. Okay, but here's the thing. He already had her on the hook at that point, right? And they're married to this day. Okay? But, you see, he lied about his age on there, and this is the type of thing that I'm talking about, because you lie about stuff like that, and then basically by the time you're already on the hook, you find out that all these things aren't really quite true, or that the person isn't really quite the way that they presented themselves online. Now, let me tell you a horror story. Now, this predates internet dating. This predates the internet, okay? But this is another relative of mine. And I've got a story of something that was kind of like the equivalent back then, just a similar thing that happened. But this girl that's in my extended family, she one time made a phone call and accidentally dialed the wrong number. Okay? And basically it was the wrong number, but the person said, oh, wait, no, don't hang up. And just wanted to chat with her. Okay, just a random person. She just accidentally dialed the wrong number. So this guy's just kind of chatting with her over the phone randomly. So, you know, she chats with him and then decides to, you know, oh, she'll meet him at the mall with a friend. You know, because she figured that'll be a safe place. It's a public place. She's talking to this guy on the phone. He's a cool young guy or whatever. And she's going to bring her friend with her and meet him at the mall. It's nice, safe, neutral zone. I mean, doesn't this kind of sound familiar to internet dating? You know, you're on the internet, you meet somebody, okay, we're going to meet at the mall with a friend. So she goes, and her and her friend, and they meet this guy, and they talk to him for a little while, and the guy's kind of weird. Oh, do you think so? I mean, he's just like picking up on some girl that just accidentally called a wrong number. So, you know, the guy turns out to be a little bit weird, right? So she's like, okay, we got to go, you know, whatever. Just kind of wants to get away from this guy. So her and her friend, they go out and they get in the car and they go to drive away. And this is before cell phones. This is before internet. And she goes to drive away with her friend. And all of a sudden, the guy is behind them on a motorcycle. And all of a sudden, he just starts ramming his motorcycle into the back of the car. Just, you know, just hitting the back of the car with the motorcycle. You know, she's scared. She's got no cell phone. She's freaked out. Just how do we get away from this guy? Okay. So that's all there is to the story. You know, you probably thought it was going to go even worse than that. But anyway, that's my horror story right there. But the bottom line is that I would say that, you know, it's better if you can just meet people in real life. you know, and maybe I'm just old fashioned, you know, because I'm 32 years old, you know, and when I was dating, there was no such thing as internet dating and all this stuff, okay? And I, every girl that I dated, I met in real life, you know, and talked to. Imagine that. But I'm just saying, young people, you need to be cautious and don't be foolish and get all excited and get all infatuated and get all head over heels over some person that you're meeting on the internet. I mean, you might be, you know, you're a young lady and you're talking to some guy on the internet. You might be talking to some guy that's 50 years old who's pretending to be a teenager. I mean, seriously, you might be talking to some weirdo, some pervert, I mean, that's just putting up photos of whoever and saying, this is me, I'm this age. I mean, it happens all the time. And you need to be very careful. And I'm just going to tell you right now, I will, and again, don't be offended, I will not let my children take part in internet dating as long as they're living in my house. Amen. They will meet people in real life. Yep. And again, I'm not against anybody who met their spouse that way. I'm just telling you, I'm going to have that rule in my house. I can make whatever rules I want in my house. I don't see the benefit of it. You know, I think it's dangerous. And so that's my rule in my house. My children will never participate in it.